Welcome back to the Mother Crushers podcast, friends. It's been a mother crushing long time.
It has been a while. I'm so glad to be back. So my parents are remodeling their basement, and my dad has had to like change out the ceiling. It's a drop ceiling, and he's found some really funny items in multiple rooms. The downstairs was my room and my two brothers' rooms. And he has found...
In the ceiling tiles.
In the ceiling tiles. Nudie mags.
The best part about this is your first instinct is, well, that probably belonged to Corey's brothers.
But it might not have.
But this freak over here actually hid those nudie mags in the ceiling tiles.
Only one.
Herself.
The others were theirs. Let's like maybe open with not like, Corey's a lesbian.
I think that's great. Can we edit this into it somehow? Just that moment of her going, can we just not open this episode saying Corey's a lesbian? God. Okay. All right. Well, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Mother Crushers podcast.
Hey, you guys.
Well, I was trying to be all sexy and you just ruined it.
Sorry.
You just ruined my sexy accent.
We have missed you so much. I can't even tell you. I've been thinking, I woke up this morning excited, knowing that we were going to actually record for real. There was no, like, blips in our schedule. We were all going to be in the same place. We're going to record.
We weren't going to do that thing, you know, where we say we're going to record, and then we tell y'all we're going to record, and then we don't record, and then you don't hear nothing for 3 months.
That, you know, that wasn't on purpose. Just a lot of crap has happened since. And so, let's start off by telling them, I mean, they already know, but you got a manager out of nowhere.
I got a manager, yes.
She has management and just freaking blown
they
up.
They manage me.
They manage her. They get her shows. She's doing stand-up comedy. You guys. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, so listen.
So this much has happened since the last time
so
you
much,
heard from us.
But really. I want to brag on you for a minute.
Okay.
I want to brag on you.
Makes me all weird.
This is my best friend in the world. Love her so much. I know how funny she is. We talk every day, all like lots. We talk a lot.
Well, shoot, we've shared all the stories on the podcast.
We've shared all the stories. I know every single funny story that she has in her brain. I know it, you know, and I've seen the videos. We went to Nashville, when was it, in January?
Yeah, January, that, I
your
think,
first
16th.
Show.
Yeah.
Yes, this was her first show ever, has never done stand-up in her life. But, you know, she gets a manager, like, this is what's happening in Nashville. And so...
Well, he said, do you want to do stand-up comedy? And I was like... Only since I was 5 years old.
Right.
Absolutely, yes.
So she basically forced me to go with her. And I was so scared because I am such...
She was as nervous as I was.
I was so nervous. Like, yes, I know you're funny and I love you to death, but...
But they might hate you.
But what does that look like on stage as a stand-up comedian, you
right.
know? And I'm telling you guys, I was there front row, sitting with her mama, and... I was blown the freak away. Like, I was blown away. It was so amazing. I've never been prouder. I teared up like 5 times.
She laughed really hard, which is nice.
I laughed really hard. I'm only tearing up because I love her so much and I couldn't believe it. Like, just, it was amazing. I'm so proud of you.
It was a really cool experience. I'm glad. I was really happy to be able to have Corey there to kind of be a comfort blanket and help me not feel quite as anxious. And she was sort of like my fuel station. So when I started to sort of freak out while I was on stage, I would sort of look at her and my mom and then I would feel okay, you know, about it. Because me and her do this all the time where we laugh together and tell funny stories and all of that. But yeah, it was like, it's like a real life comedy thing. It's so different than the videos. It's so different than even listening to the funny stories on the podcast. It's like what you think of when you think of stand-up comedy. When you watch professionals do it on Netflix specials and Amazon specials, that's what I was doing.
I mean, it's a performance. Like, it's a full-blown performance.
Yeah. And it was super scary. And it's something I've known since... I've always known that that's deep down what I wanted to do and been so terrified of it. And always thought, but I can't, you know, not me. I'm not good enough to do that. It's like, it's a terrifying type of calling to have. And
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. And then it was sort of one of those things where, you know, you're terrified, you're anxious. And then I stepped on the stage and I was home and it was everything fell into place and that thing I thought that I was called for turned out to be really true.
It came to fruition. I like to use that word because it sounds like I'm super smart. I just have that in my back pocket.
Yes.
Waiting for, to use that.
It came to fruition. That's exactly what it was, though. Mm-hmm. And you got to be there to witness it. And then, and now, and like since that first show, it's just blown up since then. And it's going to be super exciting because we're going to be able to tell y'all a lot more cool, funny stories that are probably going to happen on the road. I mean, we already have several that we'll get into here in a little bit.
Well, okay. Like, I just want you to understand that this went from December, you calling me and being like, well, so this manager contacted me. He wants to sign me. Mm-hmm. I am just not sure. You had all this anxiety, like, I don't know, letting go of control to January.
Trusting people.
Right. Yeah. Just the whole thing. It went from December to January doing your first show to now.
Yeah.
To she has 25 shows booked across the United States.
Like, it, we have three shows done. Mm-hmm. We've done Nashville, we did Huntsville, Alabama, and we just did Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then, and so it's like got three done. I told him I want to get 50 shows under my belt as soon as humanly possible because you really want to build up awareness that this is what you're doing now. You're not just this girl who does funny videos online. Like, you can actually do a stand-up show and it's legit. And so I told my manager I want 50 shows as soon as possible. He calls me like the next day. He's like, booked 9 shows yesterday.
Going to town.
So we're going. So listen, you guys, like, look for that. Go to, if you're interested in coming to a show.
You should be.
It's fun.
a different experience.
Time.
It's like a totally different, like, you've seen the videos, but this is different. And you have to see it because the energy is amazing. It is.
The men enjoy it, which was super surprising for me. But the show actually ends up being really great for couples as well. So, like, your man might not even like the videos, but he's going to like the show. The show's funny for both because I talk, you know, I talk about all their junk too. So,
oh, sure. And also, Gerard, he is your opener.
Gerard Heron, like Karen from New York.
He's been doing this for what? How many years? 10?
Oh, yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
10 plus years.
Yeah.
And he's amazing, and he also, like, he's a very good, like, complimentary act to you because he gives, like, a lot of relationships. He does a lot of relationship stuff from the guy side, and he's just
a very different dynamic, too, because I'm, like, the southern wife, mom, lady, goofball, whatever, and he's this, like, big old, like, New York...
Yeah, like, East Coast personality guy.
Like, he's like a teddy bear. Like, he's such a genuine, kind, funny guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like the life of the party.
Right, wherever, for
sure. He's best friends with everyone, everywhere we go. So we are really a shocking dynamic because they didn't know how that was going to go. But it ended up being perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's been my opener ever since. And I mean, he's got so much experience too where he can really... He can give me good advice, and I really respect his opinion. And so it's been like, it's really cool. So come out. If you go to carolannmiljavec.com, then you can find the list of all of the shows and get your tickets. And so you can keep a lookout on that because, I mean, we're adding tons every day. So come out. Corey will be at most of them because she's an official groupie.
Hey, I'm employed now.
She's employed.
Yeah, like I weasel, you know, like I can weasel my way into anything.
Well, it's also because the podcast is actually, we're taking it up a notch. So the podcast is becoming more of a series, more of a production. So there's a lot more to it now than just me and Corey, you know, showing up once a week and
hopefully once a week.
Throwing one together, getting it out to y'all. It's now more, so she's more a part, you know, we're hoping in the future that we'll even take the podcast to do even cooler stuff. Like
shows.
Like that would be really cool. So, Corey's just as big a part of it. So if you're a podcast listener and you're a fan of Mother Crushers, if you come to a show, there's odds are you're probably going to meet Corey as well, which is super fun for her.
I mean, people really like
spot her hair from miles away. They're like, that's got to be her. Look at that red. Look at that red. I've never seen hair like that.
Oh, I really enjoy it.
Dance for me. Oh, never seen anybody do the thing you do. Nobody's ever seen hair like that.
Oh, quit it. But no, I really love it. And I enjoy meeting you guys and hearing that you love the podcast makes my heart melt a whole lot.
Yeah, we had to knock that out. We had to get that out of the way. It was obviously like a huge thing that happened that we haven't really gotten to talk about.
Yeah. And I'm, anyway, so that happened. Okay.
That happened. No big deal. Moving on. And the cool thing, too, about being podcast listeners is y'all are going to get, like, first dibs and all the cool things that are coming up, because there's a lot in store for 2020 above and beyond the comedy shows, even. There's even more cool stuff happening that I can't necessarily tell you about right now just yet, but mm-hmm. we will. And for being listeners, you'll be some of the first to know. So that's really cool for y'all. And I mean, we're super excited about where this is going and what it's going to lead to. And I'm real excited to share all the stories with y'all of Corey.
I gave her lots of material.
She gives me lots of... Can we just... Okay.
Let's start with maybe the food one is the good place to start.
Right. So here's the thing. Before we even get into it, we have to put it into context. So this was in Nashville. This was the very first show that I ever had. It went better than anybody could have anticipated. So everyone's on cloud nine. And, you know, it was such a great, great, great show. It went so well. And so me and Corey had been in Nashville for 3 days and had not left the hotel.
No. We were like, oh, we'd love to be free, but also very room safe service. In our hotel room.
We got to the hotel and... First of all, shouldn't have been there. It was too fancy for
way
us.
Too fancy.
We couldn't even figure out how to get the elevator to go up.
No, it was way too complicated.
No, we got in there, we hit the number, and then the doors shut, and the doors open, the light went off, and then hit it again. The doors open, the doors shut, and this guy who's doing like laundry or something sitting there looking at us. He never once even tries to explain to us
we
need to do.
You don't belong here.
No, I think he was just enjoying the show. Like, look at these idiots. They are obviously lower level income. I don't even know how they got into the building. And then finally I was like, "Duh!" So you had to swipe your card to even get the elevator to move. So we get up there, we get into the room, we are walking in like, oh, wow.
They have robes.
Look,
for
it's
us.
A barn door bathroom. It slides. You
it
don't turn
so
a knob.
Fancy.
She went in and put the robe on. We touched everything mm-hmm. and didn't know that really, if you touch all the things on the bar, there's a possibility you get charged for them because they have sensors under them or something.
But most importantly, they have a. What was it?
Well, the one thing that we were going to definitely get charged for, because I held it for at least 45 seconds, was the intimacy kit.
Yes, the intimacy kit.
And this thing was, I was so like, I can't believe they provide this. That's so thoughtful of them. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody getting pregnant in this
right?
place. You know what I mean?
No mistakes.
I didn't
no
open
regrets.
It. I wanted to open it, but I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't, because I would have paid like $25 for two condoms and some lubricant that we're not going to get used. You know? Because we obviously don't know nothing about condoms over here. We got. What is
clearly.
That? We don't use those.
Clearly.
So, anyway, we touched all the things. We lifted the pistachios for 0.5 seconds. We didn't get charged for them. It was a good time. So, we're in this fancy hotel after the show. The show went well. We went to dinner, and then we went to the Kid Rock. Was it Kid Rock?
The Kid Rock bar, was lit.
And it's amazing. I mean, Nashville is
Nashville
another
knows
level.
How to show up? Like
it's like it's daily. Like what you would experience on a Friday night, you will experience on Tuesday afternoon.
Right? It's
like,
insane.
It's crazy. So we go there. The live band was phenomenal. Such a great band.
Playing
I love listening to live music.
Oh, me too. Playing all the hits.
Yes.
From like our youth.
And you know, Corey was like so amped for what just happened on behalf of her friend that she kind of lost her mind, had tea mini martinis. Mm-hmm. And so by the time we got back to the hotel, like most of your, if your inebriated best friend isn't bouncing around your room demanding DoorDash or Uber Eats, then y'all aren't close enough. Like she was ticked about it. It wasn't just that she was hungry. It was that she was mad that she was hungry. And so she was stomping across our fancy room and demanding that I order her a cheeseburger. And that also, I better order me one too, because she's not eating alone.
Off my phone that I apparently couldn't maneuver at the time.
No,
I was like,
no,
order
she
it
like
on my
threw it
paper.
At me.
It's on me, but do it. Order it.
You just, I'm just going to need you to order food now because I'm hungry now. Just eat like pizza, cheeseburgers, fries, all of it. Just order all of it. Just get you some too, because I'm not eating alone, because hello, I'm not getting away by myself. And just, it went on and on. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I get the food ordered and I looked at her and I said, you better stay awake for this food. And I'm laying there and I'm trying so hard not to go to sleep because I was so exhausted. And she, all of a sudden, I hear
in a matter of seconds.
I mean, this girl passes out so hard, so fast. It's comical. And I look over at her and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I'm trying to stay awake. I start seeing notifications going off on her phone. I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't get into her phone because I don't know her passcode. And so my first initial thing was, so I go downstairs in a t-shirt and sweatpants. And I'm looking just like ridiculous. And this is a super fancy hotel. And I go down there because I'm like, I'm just going to have to catch this guy when he comes in and brings all this food. It's 2:30 a.m. I'm going up and down this fancy elevator in sweats. I'm standing down there. Nobody ever comes in. I forgot to bring her phone. I couldn't get into it even if I wanted to anyway. So then I have to go back upstairs and try to use her lifeless fingers to get her phone to open. So that I could look at the DoorDash and figure out what was happening with the food. And none of her fingers would work. And she wouldn't. So I'm flopping her lifeless hand, like flopping it around. I felt like I was trying to fingerprint a extremely drunken bar girl at the police station is what it felt like. And so I go through all 10 of her fingers. None of them work. I was so ticked off. I then took her flimsy hand and smacked her in her own face with it. Was like, I hate you. Went downstairs. The hotel called the room and said, we have cheeseburgers down here. I was like, yes, I know. Go down there, get the cheeseburgers. Ask the people downstairs if they wanted them, because I didn't even want the food in the first place. She wouldn't wake up. Go upstairs, forced myself to eat a double cheeseburger and some fries, just because I went through a lot of work for this food. And then look over at her and I'm like, are you going to eat this? Are you going to eat this burger? I went right up nose to nose with her and was like, I hate you. We go to sleep the next morning.
Oh, did we get food?
No. Also, she has a tendency to do this weird thing when she passes out where she sounds like she might projectile vomit in her bed. And so being a mom, I was doing that thing where like I was just staring at her all night thinking she's gonna puke. I can tell. I can hear it. And she never would. She would like her stomach would gurgle and then she'd go with her mouth.
You just cursed so many people out.
I know I did. That's but I just need sound. You to imagine her mouth making that noise all night. And so the next morning she wakes up and immediately goes, hey, did you get food? I was like, yeah, dude, it's over there on the bar, ice cold, and you're eating every bit of it.
I tried so hard, guys. I tried so hard to eat it for her. She really didn't want it. She needed me to eat that double cheeseburger with bacon, because apparently I requested it.
Like, specifically with bacon.
I tried, like, it's so cold, though. It's kind of hard, too.
It was good times. It was good times.
Oh, my gosh. I'm crying. It was so funny.
Yeah. And, you know, segue into that is...
Oh, God.
She didn't get to come to the next show, which really bummed me out because I love these stories and y'all love these stories too. And, but she did get to come to Charlotte. Charlotte.
Oh, shit.
Charlotte, North Carolina was a good time. It was really fun. We had a book signing for She Laughs. And then the following night I had a show and, the show went really great. It was fun. We, found a karaoke place.
I was super hyped about. I was like, yes, she was going to do my Lisa Loeb stay.
You say. She just really has been practicing this since high school. Like, this is the only song Corey does karaoke. Right. But she didn't make it to stay because we couldn't stay long enough for her to get there to the
mic. We had to leave.
We had to go, yo, before Corey went home with a couple who thought they were going to have a threesome. Okay. This is just, this is what happens. So, Corey.
I'm like a toddler, basically. Yes. Well, like a mature. No, maybe mature is not the right word.
No, that is not the word. That is not the word.
Maybe mature is not the right word.
Maybe immature toddler.
Maybe like an immature young
drunken,
adult. Drunken,
crazy.
I forget who I am a little bit.
Or you just really know who you are. I mean, I don't know either one, but.
You've got to know this about me. I try to like, okay, this was, I kind of turned into like 21-year-old Corey, okay?
Yeah, I can take you man if I want to. That's lucky for you, I don't want to. That's Corey.
I thought it was so I was at the bar getting a drink, and this girl comes up to me, and she was like, "You're so
obsessed
beautiful.
With me, like usual."
So I was like, "Yes, lesbians love me too. Everyone loves
Corey."
When
she's
drunk,
had
I
a
think,
few drinks.
Absolutely, everyone loves me.
Everyone's into her. They love me. They want to take me home tonight. Thing is, this chick did.
So anyway, we go outside to get some air because it was super hot in there. And this girl happens
and
to
then
be
I went outside to babysit Corey. Because that's what I do.
So this girl happens to be out there and she's like, we're just all talking, you know. And she goes, oh, here comes my fiance. And so my
actually, this girl was, she was way gone. Like she, I think they had been there for like 8 hours straight, nonstop, singing karaoke and pounding shots. And so she was like, I don't know who she was going to fight. She was going to fight somebody. She was like, I'll fight anybody. I'll fight. Hey, you got somebody you need fighting? You got somebody you need fighting for? Here's
I'll
my number.
Call
me.
Him.
I was like, well, I'm from Missouri, so are you going to get on an airplane and come find them? Because I have lots of trolls on the internet, so you can totally find them. I was kind of messing
a little bit. She was messing with her, for sure.
Well, but Corey then locked eyes and was like, hey, wait a minute. Excuse me. Question for you. You love me.
Right?
You said it inside. And she looked over and she went from, I'm going to fight everyone to, I do love you. I do love you. And then Corey's like, straight up, just looked at her and goes, do you like girls? Is that what it even is? And I'm just like, I'm just standing in the background, just, you know,
you were forgetting
grinning.
Her. She was like, I said,
No, we haven't got there yet, honey. Oh, no, I was fine. Sober. I know this. Okay. I know this story. So then she's like, but okay, wait, so you like me, right? And she goes, I love everybody. Just doesn't matter who they are. I like them all. And she was like, okay. And then she pointed over and she goes, that guy over there is my fiance. And we just got engaged last night. And I love him.
And then Corey got mad.
Then Corey got mad. Because never mind the fact that she's married and with, you
four
know,
kids,
four kids.
Four children.
This girl can't
happily
have a
married.
Fiance because she likes her. So she got real serious and goes, but wait a minute. You said you like me, though. She goes, I like everyone and we have an open relationship. We can do whatever we want. And then Corey goes, you know what? That's amazing. That's the best kind of relationship. And I look over at her and I go, oh yeah, I'm real sure you'd love it if Mike was like just out there just doing whatever. That open relationship y'all have. And she just glared at me like, don't ruin it. So then I look over and I'm like, well, you know, she's like, I was flirting with you. And then her fiance said, I was flirting with you too. And then she looked over at me and said, I was flirting with you too. And I was like, whew, over my head. When did that happen? And then Corey got a little, I think, defensive about that as well.
You can only love one of us.
You can only love one. Because
there is only one ring to rule them all.
I'm the Mary. So then it's just like the most interesting conversation that we're having. And it gets a little bit quiet. And Corey looks over at me. And she's swaying a little bit. And she has this glare on her face. And she looks over at them. And she goes, she's not. She doesn't understand. She's not a part of this. She's not into this. And I look over at Corey and I go, neither are you.
And then I just started cracking up because it's like, you're right.
It's
you're
right.
Actually
it's
right.
You're
okay,
right.
Let's go home.
Yeah. She's just like, she's been a poser, a little bit of a poser there for a minute.
Oh, God. I just always like want everybody to know that I'm like so inclusive with their beliefs and whatever. Like, I love everyone. And I, you know, like,
and you know, since I wasn't offering to go home with them, I guess I was exclusive. I don't know.
Listen, to sum it up, you know, I needed to go home. And I woke up the next morning and I was like,
regrets.
Never again.
Regrets.
Never again. But hey, you know what, Caroline? You want to use that for a bit in the future? I'm okay with it because
it's written, girl. It's already been written down. Okay.
And just in case you're like, well, I told my husband that story. He knows me very well. He laughed very hard.
Like, I tell this story about, and it's a true story. When, you know, back in the day when we used to sneak into the club and listen to Lick Me Like a Lollipop and Apple Bottom Jeans.
Classic.
All of those. You know, I was always the friend who tapped out early. My thighs would start burning and I can't stay out there very long. I've never had good stamina when it comes to twerking, but I'm a really great supporter of my wonderful twerking friends. So I would always be in the background, you know, just cheering them on, like doing my chair dance because I'm real good at chair dancing. Okay.
Are you though?
Hips up. I look like I'd be really great if I was using my legs. Although what you don't know is if my legs get involved, I'm awful. So, so I'd be like chair dancing, like, yeah, you go, girl. And, you know, we'd always see, there's a creeper. The crowd would spread and this creeper would start making his way across the dance floor, locked in on my friend's little booty twerking. And it'd be like a, you know, he's going to get her. Get her. And so, you know, we always tell this story because I'm pretty sure that Corey's actually the creeper. And know what it's like to have a creeper coming up on you when you're out on the dance floor, you know, because you like you want them to look, but you like you want them to look, but
you
like not
look, but
come
don't
over,
touch.
Right?
But tell me how pretty I am.
I'm gonna try real hard to make you want to touch it, but you better not. You know, the best part of it though is that we locked eyes across the room, and I told her, I was like, creeper. He's over there. And she turned around and saw him coming. And he, like, what you don't see and what you'll have to come to a show to see is what the creeper walk looks like, because that's the best part of the whole thing. It's amazing.
It's a good visual.
It's a great visual. But so as he's creeper walking at her, she, being like the dumb 18-year-old she is, she doesn't think to stand up and walk away. She like is really doing well with her twerk. So she just like started speed twerking while walking away.
You don't break a twerk.
You don't break. Like, she was in the zone, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
can't break that.
You know? So he creeper walked, chased her. And all I could think that whole night watching Corey was, oh my gosh, my best friend's the creeper.
Listen.
I'm in love with the creeper.
I was not the creeper. The creepers came to me. And I
and
was just like.
And you married him.
Listen.
How many of y'all married your creepers? Don't lie. Think about that for a second. Did you marry your creeper? And did you have kids with your creeper? I bet you did. I didn't. I was kind of the creeper.
Were you?
A little bit.
How so?
I don't know. I think I had to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's not, like, I knew he liked me. Mm-hmm. He would not make a first move at all. Like, he had several chances. Actually, oh gosh, I'll just go there. We slept in the bed together.
Didn't know. Oh, that is the worst.
We slept in the bed together.
Take me back.
Like, three different times. And he didn't make a, I, like, didn't even try anything, which on the other hand, I'm like, what a gentleman. That's probably should have appreciated that. But me being my little slutty self was like, oh my gosh. Like, how can I be right next to you? And, yeah. Like, you're not even going to kiss me? long story short, you all know we had two kids before we got married, so this should be no surprise.
It worked out.
It worked out fine, but I did have to kind of be... I did have to kind of be the aggressor. You had to
take things in your own hands.
Yeah, I was real proud of myself because I was like, you know what? I've already, you know... We're just going to be super open on this episode, I guess.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Earmuffs, kids. So I was like, you know what? I'll be honest. I've had relations with three people in my life. Mm-hmm. Before my husband, too. He mm-hmm. was the third. So by the time I got to him, I was like real determined. You know, like, I'm doing it again. You know what I mean? I'm doing it again. I'm going to have respect for myself. Let me just be honest, too. The other two that I did have relations with, we were in long-term relationships. It was like 2-3. Not that it makes it any better, because I really regret it. But I'm just... Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I had not found Jesus yet. Okay, just stop. So... I would have married any three of them if we'd have worked out.
Oh,
no, I'm real glad how it worked. It worked out for the best.
I'm really glad how it worked out. It worked out really well. I'm super happy about how it worked out.
I love
it. I'd like to make it clear that it worked out.
I hate the other
great.
Two. They were terrible. It worked out well. So, I'm just being honest, okay? So we, you know, I was like, we're not doing it. And then, you know, he took so long to even kiss me that I was like, okay, well, so I feel like he earned a little something. Okay. But then we ended up going the whole entire way, the whole first time. So it was like, first time he kissed me, first time we did it. Yep. And then...
Sometimes you just slip and fall, you know?
And then I was like, well, you got to marry me now, because I said no more after this. three is my number. Three is my number. I ain't going past three. I ain't a hussy. So
well, good
get
for
married.
You.
And we
good
did.
Good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's precious.
That's precious. From the hussy's mouth herself.
With her hard number three.
You know what?
I feel dangerous proud of it. Number. It's a dangerous
it's
number.
Like, I'm kind of proud of it. You know, like, I'm not ashamed. I like, ask me what my number is. I'll tell you proudly. I'm like, it's good. It's good.
I won't. Ready? Let's okay. move on.
He's still kind of like that, though. So he's like.
So you still have to, like, be, you have to, like, really
well,
bring
you know,
on
everyone
the moves.
Knows the flirt story.
Oh, yeah. How
like
you how, shower.
Like, I really tried. And here's my thing. And this is what really ticks me off. And I guarantee you all the ladies listening will agree. Mm-hmm. It really irritates me when... So, we've been together for, like, really long time at this point, right?
Yeah.
Years and years and years. So, it's totally fine that we do it now because we're married. And, but it's always, like, sort of... As a woman, it's okay to have things that you like. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to, like, be in a, like, I'd kind of like to be flirted with. I'd kind of mm-hmm. like to be pursued.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so this whole, like, you gotta spill it out for him.
No.
You gotta spill it out for him. It's not his fault. It's your fault because you didn't make it clear. And it's like, yeah, but does my needs not count? Like, do I not get to... Right. Be pursued every now and then, be flirted with, be complimented, be like, you know what I mean? Granted, I was a little crazy about the way I went with it the one day. I was very, like, I thought just me being pleasant was a good enough sign that obviously. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I set up a scenario mm-hmm. where I made it easy for him to want to be like, ooh, hey, girl. Mm-hmm. And he didn't pick up on that. That's not my fault. We deserve to be pursued, even though we've been married for a while. We deserve to be pursued too sometimes. We don't always have to just be like, all the men in the comments always want to be like, you should have just grabbed him. You should have just grabbed him. Like, maybe
throw
I don't
up on them when I read those comments.
I know, because like, what if that doesn't turn me on? Like,
no.
Do I not get to have something too? Like,
right. I'm sorry.
It's not just all about you.
Come up to me at a bar and say, you're beautiful.
Oh, do the whole like, hi, I'm so-and-so. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't even know you. It's not like we're even married or anything.
Have we met yet? So happy to meet you.
Or you could act the way you do when you get inebriated and do the whole like, she puts all her hair on one side of her head.
I told Mike that you made that realization about me, and he laughed so hard. He was like, it's true. I was like, it just gets further and further to one side. It's like it this flirty toss. Like,
right. Until there's no hair on the right side of her head. She's bald on one side. She's got all her hair piled on the left side, and she's got that whole Jessica Rabbit vibe going from Who Framed Roger
Rabbit.
That's what
I think is happening.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way. That's exactly what it's
that
like.
That might be what I think I am when I'm drunk.
That
is the, Jessica
oh my
Rabbit.
Gosh, that like, is your new, we're calling my... you Jessica Rabbit from here on.
That's exactly.
Jessica Rabbit's eggs are going and she's ready to fertilize them.
Fudge. I don't know.
Cover that up real quick. Play fudge. That out. Kyler will just edit it. It's fine.
I said fudge. So,
did you pursue Mock or did he pursue you in the beginning?
It's hard to say.
Because I don't remember.
Here, okay,
Jessica
say,
Rabbit wasn't, you know,
you
Corey
know when
wasn't
Jessica
present.
Rabbit comes out, it's hard to say.
Well, no, it's not. No. You pursued him 100% if okay, that was the case.
Probably so. Well, what happened was I saw him, I guess.
From across the room.
We went all through school together. Like, we've known each other. We knew each other forever, right?
Yeah.
I had went to a different college and he was living back home. I came in town for the weekend. I saw him at where I was at. And if you want to get really serious.
And then Genuine started playing in your head.
No.
Wow.
I'm going to be real serious with you. So him and my brother that had passed away were very good friends. And I saw him from across the room. And it was the same year that happened. And so I saw him and I just was like, I want to talk to somebody who hurts like me right now. You know what I mean? And so I was super drunk and we were talking. This was when I was like, what, 21? We were talking that whole night. And
this
I was
is
like,
in the middle of your spiral too, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This
the
was
bad,
your spiral.
Bad downward spiral year. But anyway, that night we talked for a long time. And then I was like, take me to my ex-boyfriend. He's at the other bar. I swear to you. He walked me.
So that's how this started, huh?
Yeah, he walked me to where my ex-boyfriend was playing.
Like, so I'm like, did you pursue him or did he pursue you? Like, no, I pursued my ex. And I made him drive me there.
He sure as shit did. And anyway, that happened that night. And then the next night, I went to Kansas City for a friend's birthday party. And he just so happened to be there. And we ran into each other there. And I think there was like an umbrella moment outside. It was raining outside the bar. And I just think I grabbed him and made out with him. And then 2 weeks later, I was pregnant.
Donkey, come here.
2 weeks later, I was pregnant. And the rest is history. So.
Is that not insane? So that, I don't, have we even talked about that on the podcast?
I don't think I've said the whole actual story, but that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
This girl, if that's not, okay, if you guys, if that's not goals, that it can happen.
What is the goals part?
The goals part is if you accidentally get impregnated 2 weeks after meeting your baby daddy,
it could work.
It could work. They now have they're married, 4 kids. Like, yeah. It's working.
Yeah, hashtag goals. It worked
so
out
it can
for
work.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't suggest going that route.
No.
I'm not recommending it, but it
worked
out.
You know, things happen.
Yeah. No, it did. I mean, like, and I won't lie, it wasn't easy, but yeah, it worked out. And so.
Which is really awesome for y'all. And you know what? I love that he, like, knows you so well. Like, okay, this is something I really love. Is that when I did start having the shows, I had an immediate need for Corey to come with me because I knew I was going to be surrounded by a bunch of people I didn't really know that well. Mm-hmm. And getting into this business, I was a little bit nervous and worried and didn't quite trust everyone just yet. So I needed somebody that I trust and love to just kind of be there. Mm-hmm. And he was so supportive. So anytime she's coming to a show and going to be gone for the weekend or whatever, he is just like over the top supportive. Not only supportive, but real excited for her to
he
even
is.
Get
it's
to
true.
Do it. It's
it
like
makes
the
me
sweetest
smile.
Thing.
Like, he really is just like, he's excited for you too, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, this is so cool. I'm very happy for you. And like, he told me, you know, I kept saying like, are you sure? Are you okay with this? And he's like, dude, you only live once. Go live it. Like, and I was like, gosh, you're just... Like, gosh.
I mean, he's even like, you know, we told him the story about the girl that Corey almost got kidnapped by.
Stop. It wasn't that deep. I just wanted her to love me is all.
Right. And he even was like, you know, Corey, like, I feel like whatever makes you happy. And Corey's like, is he trying to get me to come out to him right
it's
now?
It's not like, happening, Mike. You know me. Oh, Lord Almighty.
He's just the funniest. Like, it's just
He's the most laid-back dude you've ever met in your life. And he knows me.
Yeah.
And puts up with me and supports me, and I support him. And it's a good thing.
It is. And, you know, like, whereas we did, at least for the first show, we struggled a little bit. My husband was all kinds of worried and didn't, you know, because everything happened so fast. It was like a whirlwind. And so
which is funny that he felt that way about you, because you were just like the most like, I mean, like, nothing is going to happen. That's crazy. She doesn't even drink that much, really. Like, as I'm out here, like, flipping my hair, like,
best night ever.
She's
like hiding in a corner. Yeah. It's such a funny dynamic because I'll be on a stage for an hour entertaining and giving everyone so much energy and talking and you know, just like being super animated and outgoing. And then the minute we step into just a normal situation, like being around people in a, like, wherever we are, restaurant, it doesn't matter. I'm completely quiet and more reserved and a little more shy. Yeah. Whereas Corey's just like working the crowd. Like, it's like a superstar. I'm a superstar. And she's a superstar. Yes, she sure is. And everyone knows it. And, you know, like, just she makes friends really easy. And I get real awkward and weird. And I'm just kind of like, want to go home.
But that's why we work.
Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, the whole point of this entire thing was for y'all to all know that at the end of the day, she didn't get to sing Lisa Loeb's Day because she waited till we had already called the Uber to even attempt to go sign up to sing.
Just because that was my plan. I knew. Like, I didn't want to get on that stage. I wasn't ready. So you said, called the Uber. And I'm like, let me go write my name down. Yeah. Oh, I was totally going to do it, guys.
And then the car gets there and we're like, okay, the car's here. And she actually tries to act like she's going to attempt to go get on the stage. Like, it wasn't her turn. There were several people ahead of her still. And she starts walking up to the front like, but wait, I gotta go sing Lisa Love Stay. I can't. We gotta stay.
We gotta stay. Stay. Do you get it? Stay. Do you get it? But did you get it?
What's my sign?
That's the other thing. We were in the car.
What's my sign, though? Because you should know. I'm just saying.
Do you not know me? I'm the worst. Why do you like me? I might be the worst.
Because it's the funnest thing in the whole entire world to talk about. But yeah, so we dragged her out. She didn't get to sing Stay. We got in the Uber and and
I'm like asking her manager, Dina, guess when my birthday is. What do you think my sign is? Just guess. Just guess. I remember doing this. This isn't like I'm blacked out. I remember this. And the next morning, that's why I cried.
It was real intense, though.
That is why I cried when I woke up, because I'm like, Jessica Rabbit, stay at home.
But do you want to know what she ended up coming out with, though, when nobody could guess her sign? And she's like hovering all of us in the car, like, but you should know, though. It's crazy. I'm crazy. Duh. And we're like, okay, because Geminis are crazy, yes. And I'm a Scorpio, which means that I'm annoyed with you right now.
You guys, I don't get into signs. I do not. I just want that. I want
but
you to
she
know that.
Wants you to know hers.
But
but you should know hers, so. Oh, dear. Good times, good times. I know that you guys have really missed this.
I mean, I hope you have.
I feel like you really have, you know. I feel like we take you back to some good times you've probably experienced with some of your good gal pals. And, you know, here's the thing. If you come out to one of my shows, maybe you could share some of your stories from that night.
Yeah. Or maybe you get to witness. Or
you might even witness the madness. You might get to meet Jessica Rabbit.
Cross your fingers.
Long story long, we missed y'all.
We missed you so much. This sounds right.
We did. Right. And we have so much more stuff to talk about, you know. there's so much that's happened and we've missed. It's been months. I mean, it's actually been months since we've talked to y'all. And, you know, like, there's just so much more to come. And we can't wait to bring you more, you know, and we're going to be consistent. We're going to be showing up for you every week. And I'm excited for y'all to tune back in. And also just want to say thank you for, my gosh, blowing us up for the last 3 months.
Thank you for caring.
Yeah, expressing that you missed it and, you know, kind of gave us the confidence where we're like, you know what, I guess it really was a good thing and we should probably
keep
get back to that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Mother Crushers is now a part of Bang Productions. So there's some cool things ahead with the podcast outside of what you're used to. And we'll have more details for that coming up. But until then, I really hope y'all enjoyed our first episode back in...
Maybe try not to judge me.
Months. But, you know, it hasn't changed. This is the way we do it.
We're real. We want to be very
so
real,
honest and open with y'all.
Whatever.
It's what you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit. And that's the way it is. And I actually think the reason that we're able to, you know, connect with so many of y'all is because you all can relate to so many of these stories. You guys just have enough common sense not to talk about it.
Exactly. Exactly. But hey, we missed you so much. Thank you. Thank you for all the support and waiting for us. We love you. And
I don't remember how we used to do it.
You said K-bye.
Oh, okay. One, two, three. K-bye.